case number 9578, S&E Gallo Family Limited Partnership, west of Road 268, 205 feet south of Road 269, a variance for additional ground sign. Name and address.
Andrew Ratner, 16712 Kings Highway, Lewis, Delaware.
Matt Phillips, 20874 Sussex Highway, Seaford, Delaware.
You swear about that? You swear testimony you're about to give to affect that knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
We have a parcel of land on Kings Highway in Lewis, just before the high school. Mm-hmm. Between Route 1 and the high school, we have two new office buildings that are getting built there, and we're looking for an additional signage for the tenants in that building.
Mm-hmm. And is this going to be a new one? This is going to be a new billboard?
It's a sign.
Our sign?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the size of the sign you're asking for?
I believe it's 10 feet high and 10 feet wide. We have a...
Mm-hmm.
You want a picture of it?
Yes, if you have one, please.
What size is the existing sign?
I don't know the size of the existing sign. I have a picture of it.
You want to submit that, please.
It's about 12 feet high. It's kind of a L-shaped sign.
How many businesses will be operating there?
Anywhere from, in addition to our office is on the property, and the other two buildings, anywhere from 2 to 6. Companies could be in there.
So you're making provisions for additional tenants on this sign?
Right. I have a plot plan showing where we want the new sign and the existing sign. You want that?
Yes, please.
For the record, the actual sign is only 8 by 10 or 80 square feet on each side. That's two-sided.
Yeah, correct. It sits up, I guess, a 2-foot base to it.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Okay. You can sit right down here, gentlemen, if you would like. Ma'am, would you like to come forward, please, and be sworn in? Is there anyone else here at this time that's in opposition? If so, please come forward and be sworn in.
Name and address. Cynthia Zackerl, 34192 Clay Road, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear testimony about to give your professional knowledge?
I do.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi.
You're in opposition to this additional sign?
Well, initially to get a little more information about it.
All right.
There is a current variance on this construction project. It's 9180 from July 13th, 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just questioning why they couldn't complete this sign under the original variance. And based on that original variance, who is responsible for enforcing the code of that variance to make sure everything is on track with that before they give another variance?
Okay.
I'm concerned with the location of the sign, the amount of light the sign will emit, and the amount it's going to intrude on my property. Based on my experience from the prior variance, less than 200 feet turned out to be inches, not feet. Mm-hmm. So, and I have some pictures, but if you want.
I'd like to see them, ma'am, if you okay. Submit them, please.
So that's.
Are you next to it? Are you right next to the building?
I'm surrounded by the whole project.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. To answer your question about the previous variance, that was a variance for distance between buildings, I believe. That had nothing to do with signage.
I understand that.
Okay. So
but my only question to bring up the prior variance was just to ask why it couldn't be completed under the original one. So it's just
variance
a sign variance.
A variance is an approval for what you do with
okay.
land. A variance is individual things. This particular one was like distance.
Well.
This is one for to have an additional sign is what they're asking for. Are you familiar? Would you like to come up and take a look at what they propose?
I would, and then I have some more comments.
Okay. You come forward, ma'am.
This is obviously the property here with the proposed buildings here. There's an existing sign here, and this is where they want to put a new sign to direct people to these businesses. And that's the sign they propose to put there. Where is Clay Road?
Clay Road would be that way, I think. You're on the...
It's up here, correct?
Her property is...
Yeah, Clay Road's over in this direction.
This is King's Highway.
Oh, sorry. She's over here.
It's King's Highway.
Is that your new building? Right.
The variance, I don't know for sure. It looks like it must have been for...
I think it was for this front
front setback,
60
okay.
foot line going through it or something.
Well, how's this proposed building? Is this the property line?
Yeah, it's 5.8 feet.
Okay, and you're going to be able to meet your setback on the side?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he doesn't need a variance. Variance is
right.
Leverages, give leverage to what's required.
So this is basically the original sign?
There's original. Mm-hmm. They want to add, and this is the sign they want to add here.
Yeah, there'll be no sign on. We have a little exit way onto Clay Road, but there'll be no sign there other than I think
sign
we're required to put a stop sign.
Okay.
Okay, come back up here then, ma'am. Finish if you would, please.
And may I still show you the
pictures?
Yes,
ma'am. Yes.
Okay, just.
Just submit them to her if you would, please.
All these?
No,
just you don't want those. Okay. Okay. Any other questions, ma'am?
That was my main concern about that, and that no other damage.
Did you get all your, you understand it then? You're okay? Any other questions? Or?
Yeah, I just wondered, my original question was, is it going to be directly behind my house, shining on my house, in
you
the back
of
my...
You did ask about lighting. What's the plan for lighting?
The plan was internal illumination within the cabinet, and actually the only illumination will be in the 5-foot by 10-foot area of the sign. The 3-foot by 10 portion that's on top is completely decorative, not illuminated.
Similar to the sign that you have on the in the front.
Yeah.
So given that, are you in opposition to it or?
Not in that location, but I also had another concern about their exit. He had mentioned the exit. Is there going to be some sort of illuminated exit sign in that clear?
I think we're just required to put a stop sign.
And where would that be? Because there's coming out on the right. Yeah, because there's some sort of very large pipe there, and I just didn't know what was planned there.
That's where the tie-in utilities in from across the street.
Okay.
That'll be removed as soon as they.
Yeah, and I assume that's what that was.
Your photographs. What's the relevance of those to the?
No, that was just I wanted to make sure that nothing else occurred. That's all. That was my only question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, you gentlemen can come back. Hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that the multi-business on the parcel creates a certain uniqueness towards the request, and I think it is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property as a business. I don't see where it alters the central character of the neighborhood. I think that, in fact, it's satisfied any questions that the neighbors would have, and I think it would be a minimum to afford relief. Therefore, I'd make a motion we approve case number 9578.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9578. All those in favor of the motion, give these a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.